Gemara Psachim, we are on Dalid Amud Bet by the two dots towards the bottom, around 10 lines from the bottom where it says Tnan Hatam. We learned in a Mishnah there. Normally when the Gemara says Tnan Hatam, it's quoting a Mishnah from elsewhere, a different Masechet. Here, we're actually quoting a Mishnah from our perek, later on in our perek. In fact, Rashi even found it necessary to point that out. Rashi says, Tnan Hatam Garsinan. It's a correct girsa the way we have it. Tnan Hatam, we learned in a Mishnah there. Afal Gavde Bepirkin Hi. Even though it's from our perek itself, this following quote. And so we begin. Officially, this begins the Masechet Psachim. Tnan Hatam, Rabbi Meir says, Ochlim kol chamesh v'sorfim b'tchilat shesh. This is talking about Erev Pesach. On Erev Pesach, Ochlim kol chamesh. According to Rabbi Meir, we can still eat chametz for the first 5 hours of the day. V'sorfim b'tchilat shesh. And then we have to burn the chametz in the beginning of the sixth hour. Now, you understand that midoraita, when is it that we have the obligation to burn the chametz? By chatzot of Erev Pesach. When is chatzot of Erev Pesach? At the end of the sixth hour, right? The beginning of the seventh hour. Because the end of the sixth hour is the passing of 6 hours of the day, which is exactly the midpoint of the day. So, as we're going to learn from the Psukim, the mitzvah of burning the chametz, which is also the deadline of having any chametz, is by chatzot. That's midoraita. Naturally, chachamim come along and they make a fence around the Torah, asu siyag la Torah. They make a gadel in order that we should not touch the finish line, the deadline. We shouldn't even approach it. So chachamim added time to it, to be safe. So there is a machloket between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda here as to how much time did Chazal add to the Deoraita. According to Rabbi Meir, we see over here, Chazal added 1 hour. Because if it's according to Deoraita, we would say Sofim Besof Shesh. You're allowed to burn the chametz at the end of 6 hours. Whereas Rabbi Meir says, no. You eat for 5 hours. You have to stop by the beginning of the sixth hour, and that's when you burn the chametz. So according to Rabbi Meir, the end of eating chametz, the last minute for eating chametz, and the last minute for burning the chametz is the same. That's not the way we know it, right? We're used to always seeing on the calendar, on Erev Pesach, there is a last time for eating chametz, and last time for burning the chametz. And that one is later. That's going to go according to Rabbi Yehuda that we're going to see now. According to Rabbi Meir, if the halakha would be like Rabbi Meir, the last time for burning chametz and the last time for eating is identical. And that is 1 hour before chatzot. And of course, when we say hours, when we speak of hours, we mean sha'od zmaniyot, seasonal hours. That we know. So that's Rabbi Meir. Ochlim kol chamesh. You can continue eating for the duration of 5 hours. It's like he said, and you have to stop eating and then burn the chametz in the beginning of the sixth hour. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Chazal added 2 hours to the Deoraita. But the nature of the 2 hours is as follows. Ochlim kol arba. You're only allowed to eat chametz for the duration of 4 hours into the day. So the deadline for eating the chametz is at the end of 4 hours. Vetolin kol chamesh. Throughout the fifth hour, it's a matzav of talui, tolim. It's hanging. That's a way of saying in the middle, which means you don't eat, but you could still have. You don't have to burn it yet. Vesofim b'tchilat shesh. In this he agrees with Rab Meir, that the deadline for burning the chametz is the beginning of the sixth hour. So when it came to burning the chametz, which means not having chametz, how many hours did Chachamim add? 1 hour. That's Ben Rabbi Meir, Ben Rabbi Yehuda. When it came to eating the chametz, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Chazal added 2 hours before Chatzot. According to Rabbi Meir, it's also the same 1 hour. But we go like Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why we have two separate times. The last time for eating is the end of 4 hours. The last time for burning is the end of 5 hours, which is the beginning of the sixth hour. Okay? So that is a machloket, which is found later on in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Bet. You see that in the middle of Yud Aleph Amud Bet in the Mishnah. All this prepared us for the following question of the Gemara. Dekule alma miha. Miha means however. However, we see that according to everybody, both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, chametz mishesh sha'ot ulemala asu. Everybody agrees that chametz is forbidden from 6 hours and up. The whole machloket is what gader did Chachamim add to the 6 hours. But everybody agrees that once you come to the point of 6 hours, chametz is now asu. Minalan. Here is the big question of the day. From where do we know that? Since when is there such a thing? From where in the Torah do we see that you're not supposed to eat chametz or even have chametz from the middle of Erev Pesach? If let's say someone would not know anything but what it says in the Torah, and he reads it casually, he reads it without much study, a person would think, okay, when is it that you're not allowed to eat chametz? When is it that you're not allowed to have chametz? During Pesach. So achi arbe from Shkia of the night of the Seder, that's when the Isur of eating chametz. Where does it say in the Torah that you're not supposed to eat chametz way before the Chag even comes in? Already from the middle of the day. Not in the beginning of Erev Pesach. Not from the night before. And not from the night of. From the middle of the day. That's very strange. Menalan. From where do we see that in the Torah? Now, it's not even a derabana. We're talking about a deoraita. Mi deoraita, from Chatzot and on, you're not allowed. Where's that hinted or written in the Torah? And here we enter into a machloket amoraim. We're going to learn Abaye's take on this. We're going to learn Rava's take on this. Rabbi Ishmael, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, and other opinions. That's going to take us into Hei Amud Alef, Hei Amud Bet. From where do we learn in the Torah that chametz is asur from chatzot of Erev Pesach? Shachar, we continue. We begin with Abaye, Amar Abaye. Abaye says, Trei Krai Ktivi. Shachar, you with us? Trei Krai Ktivi. There are two psukim that are written. All right, these psukim, we have to learn by heart and know them in our sleep. By the time we come to Pesach in 2 weeks, these psukim are already going to be mamash inside out. One pasuk says, Shivat Yamim Seor Lo Yimatzeh Bevatechem. Parashat HaShavua, Rabotai. We're learning Chumash now. Parashat HaShavua, Parashat Bo. Shivat Yamim Seor Lo Yimatzeh Bevatechem. 7 days, Seor, yeast or chametz, sourdough, should not be found in your homes. Okay? Uchtiv. And it says in another pasuk, Ach Bayom HaRishon Tashbitu. Ach Bayom HaRishon Tashbitu Seor Mibatechem. Alright? Now, when I say two psukim, one pasuk is in Perek Yud Bet, pasuk Yutet, and then the Ach Bayom is in Perek Yud Bet, pasuk Tetvav, 3 psukim beforehand. So now there's a problem here. Haketzad, how do we reconcile these two psukim? What's bothering Abaye? What's bothering Abaye is, on one pasuk you tell me 7 days you're not supposed to have chametz. The other pasuk you tell me, Bayom HaRishon, in the first day, And we take it to mean right now, simply, if you just read the pasuk, it sounds like the first of those 7 days, tashbitu, on that day you should get rid of the chametz. Now, when I'm told on the first day to get rid of the chametz, that means at least for a moment, I had it on that day, and then I burnt it, right? So one pasuk you're telling me, 7 days I shouldn't even have it. Then another pasuk is telling me that on the first day I should get rid of it. That means for part of the first day, I had it. So that contradicts the pasuk that told me that 7 days I shouldn't have it. So how do we reconcile these two pasukim? Haketzat. Comes along Abaye and answers, Lerabot arba asar lebi'u. This comes to teach me that the bi'ur is done on the 14th. In essence, when it says in the pasuk, Ach bayom arishon, Bayom HaRishon is not referring to the first of the 7 days. It's referring to the 14th, to Erev Pesach. We'll soon see later how that could fit into the language of Bayom HaRishon. But basically, according to Abaye, it's the contradiction of the psukim that forces us to say it. I want you to understand that, because we're going to need to get the difference between the Amoraim. What is the main way that Abaye extrapolates from the Torah that Erev Pesach is Asur? The way that Abaye does, if you want to say in one word, contradiction. It's the stira of the psukim that forces us to say Lerabot Arba Asar. It's a ribui to tell us that the 14th, that is when I have to do bi'u. Of course, Rashi will explain that clearer to us. Yosef, yes?
I was waiting to hear that word ribui, and it snuck in at the end.
Okay, we like to sneak in and to tuck in words from time to time. But lerabot.
It's a ribui because.
But what forces? But what forces the ribui? The stira. The stira is what forces the ribui. You understand? So I have a contradiction between the two psukim. In answer to the stira, I realize that the Torah, by the words of Ach Bayom HaRishon, is marbe, is including the 14th in the Isur. But there's some homework to do. This is not enough, because the Gemara asks a question. Oh, it's coming to be marbe? Is that what it is? Ve'ima lerabot lelei chamisha asar lebi'u. Who tells you to go so far to be marbe the 14th? Maybe the ribui is only including the night of the 15th, which means the pasuk says shivat yamim se'olo imatze. I'm not supposed to have chametz for 7 days, so maybe that begins from the morning of the first day. Ach bayom harishon comes to be marbe the night of the seder from shkia. Who tells you from chatzot of the 14th of Nisan? And the Gemara explains the Havamina. The Gemara explains the question. Why would I be Eima lerabot lele chamisha asar lebi'u? Because the Salkadatach, you're following Shachar, you're following how to read it inside? The Salkadatach, because I would have thought to say, Yamim k'tiv, it says Shivat Yamim. Yamim in lelot lo. I would have thought Shivat Yamim, it begins from the days. So from the morning of the first day of Pesach, that's when I'm not supposed to have Chametz. Lelot, meaning the night before, is not included in that Pasuk. Kamash Malan, so that's why I would have thought to say, Kamash Malan, that what? That the Pasuk Ach Bayom HaRishon is teaching us, Afilu Lelot, that even in the night. So in other words, Abaye, how do you know to be marbe from Ach Bayom HaRishon? The 14th, that's taking too much. Maybe it's coming to be marbe the night of the 15th. Because the night of the 15th, I would have left out, were it only for the pasuk of Shivat Yamim, Se'olo imatze bebatechem. Shivat Yamim, I would have thought, okay, Yamim, but Lelot here means the night of the 15th. I would have said is not included in the Isu. So the Torah comes and says, Ach, bayom arishon, to be marbe what? To be marbe the night of the 15th. Who tells you to say that the ribui of Ach Bayom Arishon is Marbe the 14th? So the Gemara says, you know why I say that? You know why Abaye says that? Hahu lo itztarichale. Because to tell me to be Marbe the night of the 15th, I don't need that. I don't need Ach Bayom Arishon to include, to teach me that even the night of the 15th is included. That I would know anyway, not from Ach Bayom Arishon. I would know it anyway. How would I know it anyway? Dehaitkash, top line on Hamud Aleph. Dehaitkash hashbatat se'or le'achilat chametz. Keep the train of thought, guys. We'll come back to clarify, but keep the train of thought. Dehaitkash hashbatat se'or le'achilat chametz. Because the din of getting rid of chametz, that's hashbatat se'or, getting rid of the chametz, is juxtaposed to the din, itkash, it is just juxtaposed to the din of achilat chametz, as we will see, of eating chametz, ve'achilat chametz le'achilat matzah. And the mitzvah, the isur of eating chametz, is juxtaposed to the mitzvah of eating matzah. So we're developing here a train. First of all, let's see this train. Let's hop on. Hashpatat se'or le'achilat chametz. Where do we see that the mitzvah of getting rid of chametz is juxtaposed to eating of chametz? Dichtiv, it says in the pasuk, Shivat yamim se'or lo yimatzeh bevatechem. It says in Parashat Bo, 7 days se'or should not be found. Okay, that's hashpatat se'or. What does the pasuk continue? Ki kol ochel machmetzet venichrita. Because anyone who eats chametz gets karet. Oh, that's the isur of eating chametz. So the mitzvah of hashbatat se'or and the isur of eating chametz is juxtaposed in one pasuk. All right? Now continue the connection. Ve'achilat chametz le'achilat matzah. Where do we see that the isur of achilat chametz is juxtaposed to the mitzvah of eating matzah? Dichtiv. It says, "Kol machmetzet lo tochelu, you should not eat chametz bechol moshvotechem, in all your dwellings. Tochelu matzot, you should eat matzot." So we see that the mitzvah of eating matzah is juxtaposed to the isur of achilat chametz. So we have here a three-way connection. Hashbatat seor is connected to isur of achilat chametz. The isur of achilat chametz is connected to the mitzvah of eating matzah. So when you have A that's connected to B that's connected to C, in essence, A is connected to C. So that means hashbatat se'or, getting rid of chametz, is connected to what? To the mitzvah of eating matzah. And what does it say in regards to the mitzvah of eating matzah? Uchtiv be'matzah, in regards to the mitzvah of eating matzah, it states, ba'erev tochelu matzot. The night of the 15th, you have to eat matzah. The night of the set, that's the origin, that's the makol for our mitzvah to eat matzah, the night of Pesach. So if by matzah it tells us ba'erev, so it follows that hashpatat se'or and achilat chametz also is ba'erev. So how do I know that you're not allowed to eat chametz and you're not allowed to have chametz the night of the 15th? Not from Ach Bayom Arishon, not from some kind of ribui from Ach Bayom Arishon. It's from the hekesh to the mitzvah of achilat matzah. By achilat matzah, it says beferush ba'erev. That ba'erev is teaching us also on hashbatat se'or and the isur of achilat chametz. So therefore, now we're back to the ribui of Ach Bayom Arishon. It is now vacant. It's not needed for the night of the 15th. The night of the 15th, we already know. Ach Bayom Arishon comes to teach me Erev Pesach. So that's how we know it comes to teach me Erev Pesach. Yes, Yosef? So Ach Bayom Arishon is coming to be Marbe the 14th. Continues the Gemara and asks, the relentless Gemara asks the following, Ve'eima lerabot lel yudadet lebiu. Now the Gemara goes the other way. How do you know to be Marbe the 14th, but only up till the day of the 14th. You don't. Maybe you should go as far as being malbe the night of the 14th. That's the night of Bidikat Chametz, right? Or le'arba asar. The night of Bidikat Chametz. Maybe from that night already, ach bayom arishon tashbitu, which means we would have to make a bonfire to burn the Chametz, the night of the Bidika already. Maybe the ribuy of ach bayom arishon extends so far back to the night of the 14th. That's what ve'eima le'rabot lel yudalet lebiu, question mark, answers the Gemara two words. Bayom k'tiv. It says, ach bayom arishon. So that means daytime. So we're marbe the 14th. But what part of the 14th are we marbe? The daytime of the 14th. The nighttime of the 14th, you're still allowed to have chametz. But we're still not done yet. Okay. Ve'eima mitzafra, question mark. Maybe it's marbe the daytime of the 14th, from the beginning of the daytime, which means from the morning. Tzafra is morning, from the beginning. How do you know? Only from chatzot. That's the question, right? That was the question. Abaye, the whole question was that everybody agrees that the Isur of Chametz begins from chatzot. How do you know chatzot? Ach, bayom arishon. Okay, so it should be marbe the whole 14th daytime. Why from chatzot only? And here we say two words. Ach, chilek, or chalek. It's years, I have this suffix, if you should read it. Ach, chilek. The word ach is mechalek, splits the day, divides the day into two. Or, ach, teaches me, chalek, split the day into two. Not quite sure. Those who endeavor to put the nikud in Gemarot, well, they will have to prove one way or another. Anyway, so ach chalek, which means ach bayom arishon tashbitu. The word ach, ach is known always as a mute. It's something that comes to diminish, right? It's a diminutive word. Like we have a statement, kol achin verakin miutimem. Whenever it says in the Torah ach or rak, it's a exclusive word, only. So ach comes to be mechalek. So you take that daytime of 14th, which we're marbe from the pasuk of Bayom Arishon Tashbitu, the Torah says, you know what you do to it? Ach. Ach means hit it in the middle. Just like Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu in last week's parasha, v'kach et matecha v'hach et afar ha'aretz. V'hach, give a makah, give a nice smack to the land and bring kinim to the earth. So ach is in the middle. So that's how we know. So if we were to summarize the proof of Abaye, how does Abaye learn from the Torah that the Zman Isur of Chametz begins midoraita from Chatzot? You would have to say like this. There's a stira in two psukim, which teaches me that one of the psukim is Marbe the 14th, and then you have to come with the knife that's called Ach. Ach Chalek, you split the 14th into half. One half, the beginning is Mutar, the second half is Asur in Chametz. That's how we know. Came along Chachamim, and they added, according to Rav Meir, 1 hour, according to Rabbi Yehuda, 2 hours. That's the reading of the Gemara. Now we go back to review the Gemara with Rashi. So let's see Rashi, Rabotai. On Daf Daled Amud Bet, Rashi, Tnan Hatam Gar Sinan, Ve'af Al Gav De'Bepirkin Hi. Okay, we saw that already. Rashi, Ve'Sorfim B'Tchilat Shesh. That's Rav Meir. We burn in the beginning of the 6th hour. Ve'lo Yamtin At'Tchilat Sheva, Shehu Asur Min HaTorah. The reason why we add that hour is that you should not wait. Don't wait with the burning of the chametz until the beginning of the 7th hour, which is already the time of isur min haTorah to have chametz. Lefi she'adam to'eh b'sha'ot or b'sha'ah, because a person is bound to make a mistake in an hour. The reason why we add 1 hour to the time of Srifat Chametz, because that gives us the enough room to be safe. Because within an hour, a person can make a mistake. And so to be safe and to avoid such a mistake, Chachamim added 1 hour to the time of burning the Chametz. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda says, To'e Adam Yoter Mikan. A person is liable to make a mistake even more than that. V'tzarich litrachek min ha'avera yoter. You have to make a bigger geder, a bigger fence, and to distance yourself from the avera even more. V'lo yochal misof arba ulemala. And you shouldn't eat from the end of 4 hours already. So there's an additional, we have 2 hours that we're adding to the chatzot, to the isur de oraita, in regards to eating, because it's possible to make more of a mistake even more than an hour. So when it comes to eating, which is karet, we make a bigger geder, and that is 2 hours. Any questions? Tolin, what did Rabbi Yehuda say? That tolim kol chamesh, from the fourth end of the fourth hour to the beginning of the sixth hour, that whole fifth hour, tolim. What's tolim? Tolim means it's hanging in the air. Lo ochlim velo sofim. That's the meaning of tolim. You already cannot eat chametz, but you don't have to burn it yet. Klomau, meaning en tzarich lisof. You don't have to burn it. And so what's the ramification of the fact that you don't have to burn it? But bottom line, I can't eat it. So who cares if I can't burn it? You could still allow your animals to eat it because you're allowed to consume. That's one way of consuming the chametz, by giving it to your animals. So you still have a benefit from the fact that, yeah, you can't eat it, but you don't have to burn it yet. You could still give it to your animals to eat. Aval hu lo yochal, but he himself cannot eat it. All right, so that's the Mishnah later on, machloket between Rabbi Yehuda Rameel later on and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Bet. Bottom line, next Rashi, the kule alma miha. However, everybody holds chametz misheshaot ulemala asu, that from the sixth hour and on, you're not allowed. Min haTorah. You must say that according that both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir agreed to one thing, that mideoraita, from the end of the sixth hour and on, you're not allowed to have, and surely not to eat, chametz. How do we know that they agree on that? De'ilo mitzarad urta, because if the isu midoraita would not start, would not begin until, what's urta? Remember from previous gemarot. What's urta?
Laila.
Laila. Very good. Nighttime. Because if the beginning of the isur deoraita would only be from the nighttime, from the night of the 15th, lo havu gazri bei, they would not make such a gezerah. They wouldn't add any hours to it. Let's say the Torah would have held that the isur of eating chametz begins by shkia. Okay, so they wouldn't have made a gezerah. Maybe there would be tosefet michol al kodesh, like we do tosefet yom tov. You can add a few minutes. Okay, very good. Like let's say you're not supposed to eat on Yom Kippur, right? So just like by Yom Kippur, when does the isur of eating begin? At nighttime by shkia. So tosefet Yom Kippurim. Does anybody hold you have to add an hour or to add 2 hours? No. You add a few minutes, finished. Why is that? Why wouldn't they make a gzera? The ben yemama lelel yalotau inchi. Because between day and night, people don't make a mistake. People know, nighttime, I'm not allowed. Okay, you want to add a few minutes, that's fine. But being that the isur deoraita is in the middle of the day, a person can get mixed up. Between 12, sometimes you think it's 12 o'clock, but really it's 1 o'clock already. It's because you were dozing off for you were daydreaming for 1 hour. So you thought it's 12, but really it's 1 already. So it's possible to make a mistake. That's why they added the 1 and 2 hours. Yes, Shacha?
Understood.
Okay, very good. Let's continue in Rashi. So we begin with Abaye. What did Abaye say? He introduced two psukim to us. One pasuk says, Shivat yamim se'or lo yimatzeh bibatechem. Does everybody have the place in Rashi? Aviel, Meiro, Daniel, Lior, Ariel, Yosef, Shachar, right? We're all on board here in Rashi. Okay. Shivat yamim se'or lo yimatzeh bibatechem. Rashi says, "Afilu sha'a achat betoch hashivat yamim." That's only natural, right? The pasuk is saying like this: 7 days you should not have chametz. That means even 1 minute out of those 7 days, you should not have chametz. Let's repeat that in Rashi: "Afilu sha'a achat, even 1 minute betoch hashivat yamim, you shouldn't have it." All right, that's one pasuk, uchtiv. But it says the other one: "Ach bayom arishon tashbitu." On the first day, you should get rid of it. Oh, so that means shahabo means you allowed for the chametz to exist for 1 minute or for 1 hour. Let's go easy here. Let's say sha'a is an hour. Okay, fine. So in if you're telling me tashbitu in the first day, that means at least for an hour I had the chametz in order to burn it. Right. So 1 second, the first pasuk tells me I'm not even allowed to have it for 1 hour into the 7 days. But then by telling me to burn it on the first day of the 7 days, that means I had it already in the beginning of the first day. So that's a stira. Haketzad, next Rashi, how do we reconcile these two? Lerabot comes to add the 14th. Rashi. De al kolchach hay harishon, rishon kodem lechol shiva kama. This forces me to explain that when it says ach bayom harishon, rishon doesn't mean the first of the 7 days. It means the first which precedes the 7 days. As we're going to see later on in the Gemara, that in fact that can even be grammatically correct. Abaye is not going at it from grammar here. He's not saying that the meaning of Rishon means before, but because of the stira, we are forced to explain, we're forced to be marbe, that Rishon, in a way of drush, is marbe the day before. The Hainu Arbasa, which is the 14th. Ariel? Next Rashi, ve'eima lerabot lel chamishasa. All right, we got it. Ach bayom arishon is coming to be marbe. Very nice. Who tells you it's coming to be marbe the 14th? Maybe it's marbe the night of the 15th. Which means, shelo yamtin ad haboker. Which means you should not wait till the morning of the 15th to get rid of the chametz. You should get rid of it already at night. Ve'achi ka'amar. And this is how you translate the pasuk. Ach biknisat yom arishon. You hear that? Ach, when the first day of the 7 days enters, miyat tashbitu, immediately you should get rid of the chametz. Di'im shivat yamim, because if I only had the pasuk of shivat yamim, se'ole matzeh, hava mina yamim in lelot lo, I would have thought only from the morning of the 15th, you get rid of the chametz. Comes along, ach, bayom arishon, to tell me, from the night of the 15th, you already get rid of it. But how do you know, Abaye, from here, that already from the 14th you have to? What did the Gemara respond to that? Hahu lo yitztarich alei. That pasuk of Ach Bayom HaRishon is not needed to teach me about the night of the 15th. Tap Rashi and Daf Hei Amud Aref. Because Hashbatat Se'or Le'achilat Chametz, we have a Hekesh, the mitzvah of Hashbatat Se'or to Achilat Chametz, which means, Misha'a she'izhir shelo le'chol chametz, from the time that the Torah tells me I cannot eat chametz, whatever time that is, tziva le'ashvita se'o, that's when I have to get rid of it. The time of isur of eating and the time of getting rid of chametz go hand in hand. Dichtiv, where is that hekesh? Se'or lo yimatzeh bevatechem, that's the hashbatat se'o, ki kol ochel machmetzet, that's the isur of achila. Then we have another hekesh. V'achilat chametz l'achilat matzah. The isur of eating chametz to the mitzvah of eating matzah. Which means, Rashi, Misha'a shechiyev le'echol matzah. From the time that the Torah was mechayev, obligated me to eat matzah, he's here shelo le'echol chametz. That's when the Torah warned me not to eat chametz. Dichtiv, because we find in one pasuk, Kol machmetzet lo tochelu, v'chol moshevotechem tochelu matzot. So you have the eating of matzah and the non-eating of chametz in one pasuk. And to top it all off, what does it say by the eating of matzah? Uchtiv, ba'erev tochilu matzot. In the night of the 15th, you have to eat matzah. Alma, what do we see from here? Alma, we see from here, zman achilat matzah. the time of eating matzah, the isur chametz, and the prohibition of chametz, the hashbatat se'or, and the time of getting rid of se'or, are all identically mishecha shecha, from the night time of the 15th. So I don't need Ach Bayom HaRishon to teach me that. I learn it from the three-way package deal hekesh of Se'or, Chametz, and Matzah. Se'or, Chametz, and Matzah. Those three is a package deal hekesh which teaches me that it all starts from the night. Ach Bayom HaRishon is not needed for that. So Ach Bayom HaRishon is needed to be Marbe, what? The 14th. But then the Gemara asked, okay, the 14th, but maybe all the way from the night of the 14th? Gemara said, no. It says Yom HaRishon, so the day. Okay. A day, maybe Mitzafra, maybe from the morning, comes along the Gemara and tells me, Ach Bayom HaRishon, Ach Chalek. So Rashi is going to give us two Pirushim. How do we see from the word Ach that it's Chatzot? Rashi says, first Pirush, Achin Verakin Miutin. When it says in the Torah the word Ach, or when it says in the Torah the word Rak, Miutim, they are known to be Miutim, diminutives, exclusions. So therefore, Ach Bayom Rishon Alma Miktzat Hayom Mutar U'Miktzato Asur. See, the first Pirush of Rashi is that from the word Ach we see more or less that part of the day is Mutar, part of the day is Asur, because Ach is a diminutive. It's coming to exclude the 14th, but not all of the 14th. So some of the 14th is still mutar, some of the 14th already is asu. And then logically, I say, logically it follows if you tell me some and some. So what does that mean? Ume'ata yesh lanu lechalek. So therefore, we have to divide it evenly. Why would you say 5 hours is asu, 7 hours mutar, or 5 hours mutar, 7 hours asu? Why would you say that? You have to go equally. Chetzio le'isu v'chetzio leheter. Half, the first half, leheter, and the second half, leisu. So the first pshat of Rashi here is, ach goes together with a logic, it's a logical way. Ach means to be mimayit, but how much to be mimayit? Only partially. How much is that partially? It logically follows that it goes half and half. But there is a more specific way of knowing it, Rashi says. And that's by a special type of gematria. Ve'ika de'amar, some learn, ach hu chetz. If you take the letters ach, aleph and chaf, it's begematria chet tzadik. How is it begematria chet tzadik? Not in the numerical value, but it's in this certain, it's a special way of etbesh. Just like you have etbesh, or atbash, some say, Aleph coincides with Taf, the first and last. Bet with Shin, second and second to last. So that's another way. So Bet could be Mitchalef with Shin, Aleph could be Mitchalef with Taf. But there is another way. There are many ways of Chilufei Otiyot in Lashon HaKodesh. Many ways. Rashi calls it here Gematria. We usually use the word Gematria for the numerical value. You know, Aleph is one, Bet is two. Rashi does not mean the numerical value way here. He means the interchangeable way of letters. Now, just like you have atbash, so you have what's called achas bata gif dachatz. What's that? Let's take them one at a time. You have sets of letters here. Achas, aleph, chet, and samech. Why these three go together? With intervals of seven. If you go through the aleph bet with intervals of seven, so aleph, seven letters later is chet. Seven letters later is samech. Then you start again. Bet, seven letters later is tet. Seven letters later is Ayin. So Bet Tet Ayin form a set, which are interchangeable with each other. And the same thing, Gimel, seven later is Yud, seven later is Pei, and then Dalet, Chaf, Tzadik. So these are sets of three that go by sevens. That's a way of Chilufei Otiyot that is given to us, Bemasoret. I think it's even brought down already in Sefer Ha-Yitzira. But you see here, Rashi is telling us that this is a form of Chilufei Otiyot. So you see that Aleph can be mitchalef with Chet. And you see that Chaf, right, can be mitchalef with Tzadik. Because Dachatz, Dalef Chaf Tzadik, so Chaf can be interchangeable with Tzadik. So Ach Bayom HaRishon, you take the word Ach, and in this special Gematria, it's interchangeable with the word Chatz. What's Chatz? That's Chatzi. That's half. Chatzot. Midday. Beautiful. Rashi finishes off. Ve'tofes chet tachat aleph. We hold chet interchangeable with aleph. Ve'tzadi bimkom kaf. Beautiful. That gives us ach hu chet. Isn't that wonderful? Any questions? No questions? So we're good? All right, we'll stop here for today, Rabotai.